Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
In the room the women come and go, talking of Michelangelo.
Good tidings to all citizens of Suburbs podcast land. This is the Rockin' the Suburbs podcast. My name is Patrick Foster, and I want to wish you all peace, glad tidings, and happy Friday. How's everybody doing out there? I hope everyone's well, and I hope you're looking forward to the weekend. We're going to give you a little what was first here on this Friday, a little bite-sized history lesson. And I want to thank listener, friend, and all-around great man Rob Gates for suggesting today's topic on what was first. And I also want to remind you, while I'm thinking about it, to check out Rob's radio show on Rockin' the Suburbs Radio. Rob has a show from 9 to 11 p.m. every Monday night, the Grateful Deadish Hour, when he plays a lot of really cool things related to the dead, often covers and all kinds of interesting things, so check that out. And the label that Rob suggested is a label that I did not know much about at all, and it's called Triple X Records. What is Triple X Records, folks? Well, it was a label that was formed in right around 1986, in Los Angeles, California. They're best known, I would say, for two things. One being they were the label that released the debut album by Jane's Addiction. It was an album that was recorded live and just released as a self-titled record. And, of course, Jane's Addiction went on to release their debut studio album on Warner Brothers and, of course, enjoy a pretty decent career, I think we can say. In 1991, Triple X Records also released the very first tribute to the Ramones, a various artists release that really kind of paved the way for more and more and more Ramones tributes, as well as many other tributes. It was one of the early tribute records, and now they're as common as, you know, a blade of grass around here. But back then, it was kind of a new concept, and pretty cool that they did that. It's called Gabba Gabba Hey, a tribute to the Ramones. Featured Bad Religion, L7, Mojo Nixon, The Flesh Eaters, White Flag, among others, Keith Morris, D.I. So really cool. And also the label went on to release records by not only Jane's Addiction, but the Dickies, D.I., who we mentioned, The Adolescents, Bad Manners, Angry Samoans, Of Cabbages and Kings, Mojo Nixon, Social Distortion. So a lot of bands and kind of all across the spectrum a little bit. And even released a record by Dr. Dre of early recordings from Dr. Dre. Unfortunately, Dr. Dre later brought a lawsuit against them to remove that from the market because he didn't feel like it was some of his best work. It was just early stuff that he had done. But anyway, that's a little bit on what Triple X Records is and how it kind of impacted the music scene. Now, I want to say, too, that it's interesting to note that it's not just XXX when you write it. It's actually the word triple, T-R-I-P-L, and then the letter X. That's the way they do it, although they use the three X's in their labeling. Now, you're saying to yourself, oh, this is all very interesting information, but what I really want to know, Patrick, is what was first? Well, I'll tell you, folks, the first release, thanks to some help from Rob and some research on our part, we found that it's a self-titled record by a band called Rhino 39. Very interesting. Now, Rhino 39 is a little bit lost to history, but they were a band that formed in the late 70s, and they were right there in the first wave of hardcore punk rock. And they put out an early single on Danger House Records, a song called Xerox, and the B-side was No Compromise. That was a single, and of course, Danger House is a very influential early punk label, and hey, that might be a good one for what was first. And it's a little bit of a sad story with Rhino 39. Their original singer, Dave Bratton, died when he was only in his teens. He died in an auto accident in April 1980. And his younger brother, Joel Bratton, actually took over for Dave in the role of vocalist. And he sang on this record, the 1986 record, self-titled Rhino 39 album. And then they went on to play a little bit more in the 1990s. And they actually got to back together around 2014 or so and continue to play a little bit. So it's kind of an interesting band. They were there at the beginning. They were part of the scene, and they were the ones who put out the first record on Triple X Records. And so why don't we go over to the CD player here, and let's hear the first track from the Rhino 39 self-titled album, and it's called Take Your Medicine. Yeah, man, you get a ripping guitar solo there from the guitarist Larry Parrott, just tearing it up there, and they're definitely telling you to take your medicine. There's no doubt about that. The band at this time was Mark Malone on bass, Tim Carhart on drums, Larry Parrott, as I said, on guitar, and vocals were by Joel Bratton. All the songs were written by Rhino 39. It was issued on album, final LP in 1986, Triple X Records, XXX1001. So the best we can tell, this is it. First one out of the gate. It was also issued on cassette, it looks like, at the same time, being the fashion back then. There's actually a total of 14 songs on this, so you get your money's worth. A couple of interesting song titles, Tomorrow Morning's Night. And they also do a really cool twist on T.S. Eliot, believe it or not. J. Alfred Proof Rock. That's very funny. Instead of J. Alfred Proof Rock. Very cool. Breaking it up to the word rock. So they definitely studied their T.S. Eliot back there in school. There are 11 copies of this record for sale on Discogs right now, and they started about $20. So it definitely seems like it's a collector's item. Now, I'll tell you, there is a CD that came out in 2007, a cross-label release project, a cooperation between Triple X Records and Nickel and Dime Records. It's just titled Rhino 39, and it's got just about everything, as far as I can tell. It's got the first three songs that they recorded for Danger House in 1979. It's got a whole bunch of unreleased songs, looks like early versions of what would end up, some of these songs anyway, debut album, and those were recorded in 1980. There's a couple of songs from 81, 82, 85. There's a few tracks. And then there's the entire Rhino 39 self-titled album that we're talking about, the first release that came out on Triple X. And there's even a video filmed at Long Beach City College in 1979. So that's pretty cool. And you can find that on the streaming. So you can go out there right now and listen to this whole Rhino 39 album. And I would say do it. It's a muscular chunk of rock and roll. I wouldn't necessarily call it punk, but it is pretty speedy. It's definitely faster than hair metal or anything like that, but it's definitely got some punk undertones for sure. But it's a good chunky rock and roll album. I would recommend checking out the song Remember to Forget is a good one. And, of course, Bars and Bricks is another one that I liked, and that's a good tune. We're actually going to play out the show today with J. Alfred Proof Rock. I think a lot of times they just called it J. Alfred, but that's what we're going to hear to play out off of the Rhino 39 album. So there it is, folks. Very interesting story, huh? This is a label I hardly knew anything about, barely even knew the existence of it, and so I've learned quite a bit about it, and I want to thank Rob very much for educating me and also everyone else out there. So thank you, Mr. Gates, for this bite-sized history lesson. All right, folks, we'll be back next week with some good stuff. We've cut some patron episodes recently and had some very interesting topics brought up on the show, so look forward to that. And if anyone out there would like to add something about the XXX Records story, I'd love to hear what information you have, Craig Rosen. And, you know, let us know if there's anything you know or something we left out or did we get something wrong. Let us know. You can send us an email, rock@suburbspod.com. You can find us all over the social medias at suburbspod. All right. And that'll do it, folks. I want to say on behalf of my co-host, co-founder and great friend Jim Linehan, my name is Patrick Foster. This has been Rock in the Suburbs, and we will talk to you guys next week. Bum ba bum ba bum ba bum ba bum ba ba bum.